Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Still 40 pounds.
It is.
In six months.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
As long as you're not drinking, that's all I care about.
Yeah, about that.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ. I'll shut this thing down.
And then he waits till I take a sip. I said, what's the ABV on this? He said 10%.
Oh. That's a wine. That's not a beer.
Jesus.
Do you remember the name?
It was something smells. Becky smells something.
Becky.
Becky smells divorce.
Becky likes the smell.
Well, that's nice and good for
Becky.
A double
IPA from the Bay State Brewing Company of Massachusetts. I really, really loved it. And
did Becky like the smell the next morning?
You have the complexion for up here. You could live up here. You would look good with all. There is a lot of lack of sun up here. It's obvious when you see when you see people and hardy folk, but folk that probably wouldn't do well in a tropical climate.
So you don't see a lot of people from Hancock like heading off to Tahiti.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Midland, Virginia, Belfast, Ireland, Disney World, Florida, Sunnyvale, California, the Finger Lakes. And now, please welcome the Dinger Sisters from the Finger Lakes.
I love it.
Con Dao, Vietnam.
Yes.
Con Dao. Hi. And from the Great White North, as you can see. An absolutely spectacular day here for anyone that has Zoom.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Has seen what I'm showing them right now.
I didn't know that there was that much of a time difference between D.C. and Maine, but you're getting the Northern Lights right now.
Spectacular. And they're 24/7.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's just, I'm doing my morning show at night.
And they call it the Pine Tree State, Oscar, and look what's behind it.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, it's sensational. What are you doing? Stop it.
I'm marveling. Oscar, you stepped out when Rob and I were just having a conversation before you came back in about downsizing up here a little bit, more room. When I think of the stuff that I used to have, full-size audio board.
Yes.
Multiple Mac
you mean for your components?
Devices. It's just, it's very amazing to be able to do that. So I'm just
still,
excited. It took me a while. I was a bad broadcaster today. I was a bad broadcaster. I could have done, I was here for a week. I could have done all this stuff and I kept the guys waiting. So for that, I am sincerely apologetic because I didn't have my act together.
Maybe the reason that you love the downsizing is the fact that you had less things, like no timer.
Yeah, there's also, there's a trade-off, Mike. The odds of what you're working with completely crapping the bed in the middle of a broadcast, it's 50-50.
That's right.
So
are you talking about my my interface?
Yeah,
your state-of-the-art hub,
your dock interface.
It is now the only thing that you will hear, the only thing that will not be, the only thing that is fail-safe.
Yes,
is audio. You will hear my voice. I guarantee you that. That is the old reliable that came with me from Southwest, a piece of equipment we use all the way up here to Hancock, Maine. And it's special. But anyway.
Yeah. Was Hancock, Maine named after John Hancock, who signed the Declaration of Independence?
No, it was named after a group of sailors. There was a shipwreck up here.
Really?
Many, 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 many years ago, early 1600s. And the men had been at sea for 6 to 8 months when they were coming across from Europe. And when they landed, due to the strenuous conditions of the sea, they were just in horrible shape.
Yeah.
Their clothes had been shredded based on being out in the wind, and they had the same clothes, and all their pants were gone.
Really?
And they were, you know, when they got off the ship, the locals noticed that all the men were bottomless and had their hands over their private part.
And that's why.
Welcome to our
they call it.
I was like literally waiting for the history lesson.
When really you didn't pick up on it?
No,
no. I
because he's got all these wonderful stories of Maine about the Russian sub and the lady in the winter.
That's a great story. That's a true story.
That's a better. That's an
absolutely. And the statue, true story. You know, at the beginning, like as we're getting into his little neighborhood. It's just I remember all of this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was it Hennigan's or Frenigan's or
yes, it was
Hannaford's.
Hennigan's.
I think it was Frenigan's.
And Rennie's.
What's Rennie's?
Rennie's is where I got a hat. Rennie's and Stimpy's. I was going to wear it today. I got a Carhartt hat.
Well, great I love hat. Your hat today.
Hat. Yeah, but today was, look, I was here for a week of doing basically nothing, but entertaining. Entertaining Linda and her friend and entertaining the Colburns.
Did you set up like just a small stage or how did you do it?
No, I'm just talking about having people over.
Yeah, a big full, birthday.
We That's had a true. Full house. We have had
birthday.
Less than a day. We've had people in the house every time every minute of every day that we've been here. Except for the first night. And so Elizabeth and her boyfriend Connor. We were arranging the sleeping arrangements. I'll get right to this.
Sure.
There will be no organization to these tales today. I'll be all over the map, but there's a lot to tell. So Elizabeth arrived with her long-serving boyfriend, Connor.
Yes. Not Colin.
No, Connor, who I like.
Yeah.
And I'm really sick of guys named Todd. No. And so they arrived, and we moved Michael from our bedroom down to the other bedroom. We have three bedrooms. When the Colburns and Linda were here, we had every bedroom filled. So Michael was set up on a military-style canvas cot next to our bed, and he loved it.
I was going to say,
he squirms
at
night,
he did, yeah.
And it made a racket. So when the only thing I said to him is when we were making the sleeping arrangements, there were Ricky and Lucy beds, twin beds,
sure,
in the one bedroom, and then a beautiful queen size bed, very comfortable in the other one. I said, oh, no, that's Michael's room. That's Michael's room. Connor, that room has to be earned.
Smart. I like the way you're playing it.
And then Elizabeth said, oh, God, not you too. I said, well, honey, it's the clock on the wall.
Yeah. How long have they been? 5 years?
I think perhaps at
yeah,
least.
Right? Yeah, right. Five.
You have to remember,
it's
Mike.
About 5 years. Make and sure I like the guy a lot. I like the guy. Connor and I are everybody that's
he
been
golfs,
through these
right?
doors, he golfs, and we talk golf, and we talk sports, and it's fantastic. And everybody that's come through these doors, I looked at my wife the other night, and I said, honey, we have to be doing something right when we get along with literally everybody. And it's just been, the laughter has been spectacular.
Aww,
and so,
so great.
It's been fantastic, and I just haven't spent... We had a great couple of nights with my sister, and they celebrated my
64th
birthday with me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You Appreciate look dynamite.
You received Mac's song, correct?
Yes, the one where you all sang. And
Well, he just sang. He serenaded you.
Did I respond?
Yes, no, you,
I
did. Yes. I responded. You did. Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Dirk Vastrick in particular, who Carla informed me, sent me. Carla has to inform me on social now because I'm so... infrequently on social media. But thank you, Dirk. I appreciate that. And what else? Oh, okay. Birthday. 64.
Yes.
And most of the day, I was wrestling with personal electronic devices trying to find the song, you know, because the song is significant.
It's
it's one of the birthdays that has its own song. How many birthdays have their own song?
Not
You're
many.
16. You're beautiful in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18. Alice Cooper, the song that I was looking for, and then finally, like on some scratchy little Tommy Bahama tiny speaker somebody had, they played it, and and it's a big.
I don't know the 64 song.
Oh, it's one
I think
of my favorites.
Rob tried to play it. I said, "What is that?"
Yeah, he stopped me. He stopped me clear in my tracks, Mike.
I said, "But the we're problem celebrating is Mike, not your songs."
But I think the Beatles are very, very particular about when they hand out. You know, the ability
it's
to upload
Beatles
their songs.
Song?
Yeah, it's Paul McCartney's song.
Don't talk, just fine.
Right. Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yeah.
Is 64 unrewarding?
Unrewarding.
Meaningless.
Oh, but you will never guess what Carla got me on my birthday.
What? She actually got you something?
No.
Oh, I was like an 88-inch television.
She gave me a trip up to the local casino where we lost.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the trip for both of you, right? That was my gift. It's not really just you.
And what? How did you lose?
Sorry, Carla.
Slots?
Just find the music.
Yeah, he doesn't like to talk about his losses. That's the sad part.
Sad.
Do you have one? I'm 64.
Yes, I do.
The man that every day talks about Beatles.
For some reason.
You're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. It's coming up Keith Moon. I don't know what's going on.
Go ahead, Mac. Sing the ditty.
No, don't sing it, Mac. Please, don't do it.
You can unmute yourself. By the way, Mr. Matt Bloom is working from home this week.
That's right.
So Mac is on the ones and twos. He was kind enough to step in.
Thank you.
I like the respect. We're not used to that. Yeah. You're just getting yelled at. Okay. So, Mike. Oh, look at that. Is that you or
it's
me?
That's me.
Mike. Oh, that was quick.
Yes.
Rob, you stroke out over there? What happened?
Just having a bad day.
All right. Oh, that sounds old timey.
You can tell by the audio quality.
Yeah, it's garbage. Right?
It's terrible.
That was unrewarding.
It's from Sgt. Pepper's, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
That better?
That's much better.
Yes.
Sounds sad.
You know that little piece of equipment we talked about that you said would be 50-50?
Yeah.
That's the sound of it. Yeah. Sounds like Walmart, doesn't
they can't
it?
Put no, a no. Big, they can't put a big chip in that one, Mike.
What's that?
There's not no huge audio.
Is there a one that's like that that's like really good? Because now I'm in love with it. I'll take it everywhere I go.
Not that small.
No.
Unless you want to bring another piece of rack-mounted equipment.
No! Absolutely not. No.
No. When I tell someone you got to rack-mount that, they look at me like I'm an alien.
No, absolutely not. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Nothing involves a screwdriver?
No. I'm really happy with... I like the idea of traveling light because I think I envision myself really... I don't even need a monitor traveling more with this little setup I have. The one equation, Oscar,
yes,
will be the digital audio interface. That's the challenge. That's the how do we downsize that? That's the thing that's this little thing. I'll show you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't see it because I've got a virtual background. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I don't think they care. We'll work it out. Yeah.
So had a nice dinner out with the Colburns, and let me see, was it the Colburns?
That's your longest standing friendship right there.
It remains. It remains.
A couple's friendship, probably.
Yeah.
And instant, you know, people that are good friends of yours, you pick up where you left off. And it's like instantaneous. And Michael Colburn has a tradition of bringing a cooler from Vermont up here.
Yes.
That is filled with beverages. And I posted the beverage that he whipped out. The very first one that he put in front of me. And I know he knows me, so he knows which one I'm going to pick. And then he waits till I take a sip. I said, what's the ABV on this? He said 10%.
Oh. That's a wine. That's a beer.
That Jesus. Is significant. And it was delish.
What was it? Do you remember the name?
Yeah, I posted it. Let me see if I can find it. It was something smells. Becky smells something.
Becky.
Becky smells divorce.
Yes. Becky smells something. I forgot exactly what it was, but I'll tell you in just one second here. It was so yummy. Becky likes the smell.
Oh, well, that's nice and good for
Becky.
A double
IPA from the Bay State Brewing Company of Massachusetts, and it was absolutely yummy dummy. I really, really loved it. And
did Becky like the smell the next morning?
Becky liked the smell, but with the medicine that I'm on for my weight loss, my body is pretty persnickety when it comes to what I put in it.
Yes.
And if I do stuff that's beyond the pale for me, and two of those at 5 o'clock cocktail hour was beyond the pale. We were dining with my sister and her husband at 7 o'clock for my 64th birthday.
Hi, Kathy.
And it was just we got there, had another ale, and then at dinner I think there was one more, and then I may have had a glass of wine. And when my entree came, I hit the wall. I had one bite of food and wrapped it up.
Yeah.
Ate it yesterday. So that's my exciting story.
How are the Colburns?
Yeah. Do you feel like...
They're great. They're fantastic. Good. Michael and Nancy, she's the most wonderful person in the world. And he's wonderful. And he's delightful. and stories to tell. And they lived, they've moved, and they're in a part of Vermont that I want to go visit them because it's so beautiful up there. They are so close to the Canadian border that they go out in Montreal.
Oh, wow.
They go over the bridge.
They better watch it.
Okay, no, they're massing. They're massing.
Well, I like having the colonel going over there to keep an eye on things. Tell him to phone me if anything changes.
It's fantastic. And they're delightful folks. And yesterday, my buddy, the lobsterman, Zach Piper, came over, and I'd like to say hi to Zach today. Zach popped over yesterday and was telling all the stories about Maine and everything. And all of my buddies are here. Missed my just briefly saw my cousin Ted, saw my cousin Bill, and we'll be bumping into everybody as the week goes on, as more and more people come up here. So
that's great.
I'm delighted to be up north.
How is your weather up there?
We had two great days, and now it's what would we call Scotty. It's Scotty up here. It is. And then Carla wanted to go to our favorite dive restaurant. I shouldn't say that. They're good people that work up there. Governors.
Oh, we've heard
you
of Governors.
Saw, yeah, you went to
yeah,
Governors.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
where
course.
You saw Governors.
Maybe it's not a dive.
Not at
no,
all.
No, it's like a Denny's or a Perkins.
You know what I would call it? A family-styled restaurant.
Well, they have diabetes needles in the bathroom.
Well, that's nice.
Do you?
They have a dispenser.
Oh, yes. I
thought you meant like in the bowl.
No. Just in case.
No, they have.
Insulin.
Please put your diabetic needles in here.
Oh, a Sharps container.
Yeah. What is it?
A Sharps container.
Okay. Yeah. You would know.
Well, I mean, he's lived it.
I've lived it my whole life.
You have one at home, right?
I have a Sharps container.
You have the complexion for up here. You could live up here. You would look good with all. There is a lot of lack of sun up here. It's obvious when you see when you see people and hardy folk, but folk that probably wouldn't do well in a tropical climate.
So you don't see a lot of people from Hancock like heading off to Tahiti.
Probably low skin cancer rate as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
God. Yes. But we've had a great time. It's been fun, and I was looking forward. The week is fine. Looking forward to getting back. Thank you for my little extra, and I great reviews, by the way, on the Oscar and Rob shows. Seeing amazing stuff, and proud of you guys for doing that. While I was going,
Oscar gets the big.
I get the hate mail.
No. Oscar gets the big award because he remembered that we had a listener that knew about submarines, and we were able to speak to him when the submersible was still.
A lot of buzz on that.
Yeah,
people
that
got
was
a lot of buzz.
I really appreciate the fact that he
there
pulled
is,
that out.
I think a combination. We were having a discussion about this the other night. There is a combination of morbid curiosity mixed with anti-elitism, which I certainly can understand because I feel it a little bit myself, that has resulted in a cold analysis of these deaths that is a little over the top, I think, compared to what you would see normally. Normally, if there's a tragedy of any kind, you don't get the kind of speculation that people offer on this.
I see a lot of that speculation, but the thing that bothered me about this, and it's a restatement from last week, people were so fast to make fun of it.
Well, that's because this is the rarefied air of the super rich that
and
go
it's
in
just, it, it,
and
it
do
really,
this.
I mean, and we make fun of everything, and we make fun sometimes of stuff we shouldn't, but that really left me cold. Because
well,
it's just, you know,
because that's because the people were so rich that get to do this.
I guess,
I
but still, they're people
is.
And they have families, they have friends.
Yeah, they are. But I mean, so that was there. You're absolutely right about that. And then the other combination was hearing about the milliseconds and what would have happened. And a lot of the speculation, at least what I was reading today, the updated speculation is it did not get as hot as the surface of the sun in there. The cold water would not have allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it was extremely rapid, like boom, they're done.
Right.
They're gone. There was a guy, and I stumbled on a TikTok video where a guy was doing a detailed analysis that was as nasty a thing about they would essentially turn to gel.
Oh, graphic,
and the gel would seep out, and it was and I'm taking it because it's new, and I know nothing about it. I'm taking it hook, line, and sinker, and I'm going, oh, my God. You know, how horrible that is. But, you know, it is what it is. And they weren't following, I think, the right protocols. And I think that's pretty becoming more apparent every day.
Yeah.
And that sucks, you know. And we, I don't know. Would you have a bucket list item to go to see the Titanic?
If I had gone to space, and it was safe and I made it back, I would definitely go see the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the means.
I wouldn't.
I would. There's an element of more. There's an element.
You're the wrong person to ask.
Element of morbid curiosity.
But don't you think it's sort of a sacred?
Off-putting.
It's a sacred ground with the amount of souls that were lost.
It's like taking. It's like paying for an expensive ticket where you get to go to the wreckage of a car accident. I look at it the same way.
I got in for free.
I realize it's historical, but it's always. Look, our fascination with death as human beings is documented. I mean, people are fascinated with people going plunging to their death.
Yeah. Yes. What about this? It's a treasure hunting expedition, same depths, different wreck. Would you go?
Treasure hunting?
Yes.
Totally different thing. Absolutely
and the
totally
same depth.
Different thing.
Same depth.
With once again the caveat being safety.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I would do it in an absolute heartbeat because I'd love to. You know, that fascinates me. And by the way, you don't have to dive to do that. You can be on one of those ships and take the little robotic down there, and then you know, you see Carla's medallion that she's got from Mel Fisher down in Key West, who was a wreck diver down there. The movie, what's the movie with Scott Kahn? And the guy that passed
Deep
away.
Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea with or Deep Blue. And was it Deep Blue or Deep Blue Sea?
I think we always fight about this, but I'll confirm it now.
Yeah, quit
Jessica
fighting.
Jessica Alba, though, with underwater shots of Jessica Alba swimming away that will never be created again in film.
What kind of treasure would most draw you down there? Pure gold?
Gold of any kind, I think, is fascinating. Gold coins especially. Gold bars.
I would go down if it would be like the little plastic, but a real life version of the little plastic trunk that you see in an aquarium that has jewels and gold and pearls.
You'd want a pirate treasure box.
I would. And it would have to be open and spilling
and
out.
It would have jewels.
Yeah, lots of beads.
Yes.
2005, Into the Blue.
Into the blue.
Okay. We're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. And isn't there some ridiculous statistic about the amount of treasure that is undiscovered?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
In the world,
okay, you could be in a little mini sub. Oh, and if the rules of maritime, if I'm correct, we've talked about this in the past 14 years we've done the show, that if you find it and it's international waters, it's yours.
Yeah, and there's certain waters where it's not, and they battle. Yes. Like I think Venezuela was getting real kinky with
about a Spanish galleon,
something. A galleon off the coast of Venezuela, yeah. Where they're like, "No, that's ours. You found it." Just really super cool.
What you got to do is, if you find it, you got to keep quiet.
Titanic, you're going down there. Okay, there it is. There's the thing you've seen thousands of times on video. It's the same basic, you're looking out a tiny little porthole. And, you know, I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea.
What about space?
I get the fascination. Yeah.
You've seen that on television?
Space. That's just my fear. If I could conquer my fear, I would do that as well. That would be exciting to me.
Yeah, he didn't do so well with the Guardians of the Galaxy, so he's not wanting to advance it.
Understand. There's no way I could go to space. There's absolutely no way I could go to space.
It's the puker.
I have trouble. I have trouble if I eat a cookie at night.
The DJ turned green and puked all over us.
But being
the DJ,
being 64, I've got one thought in my mind. It's been a long time since I have looked forward to a birthday. And I look forward to 1 year from now because that's when it's payday. That's when, daddy has, daddy's been paying into your little medical system forever. Time to get a little break.
Windfall.
And I mean a little break. It's not a total break because
how does that
supplemental
work?
Insurance, is that the biggest bullshit type of thing in the world?
Hey.
Supplemental insurance. Oh, we cover you, but really you need to supplement it because it's not enough because they're not doing it.
It's like Aflac.
Aflac. That's exactly what. Well, that's an emergency insurance.
Yeah, I don't know enough about this.
So you're asking,
but you
how
get a
it
check
works,
when you turn 65.
You can.
Is it a lump sum?
You can collect Social Security, but I'm thinking more along Medicare. It is not a lump sum. No. It's a monthly.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it an annuity?
What?
I don't know how it comes. I don't know how
it comes as a check.
I don't. I don't know enough.
And
about
also,
this.
I believe if rules haven't changed, you can hold off
till 70.
Till 70, and
you
then you get
deferred, baby.
Yeah.
Get more money.
But I
got to make it to 70 though.
My situation is different.
That is messed up.
My situation is different because I have a child. a young child.
That's true.
So because I'm older with a young child, there is a benefit.
That's really?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's right. So what did I miss when I was gone? What happened when I was gone?
We talked about the sub.
Yes.
You know that. We covered that. We were curious.
And who was your expert that you found?
He was a talking head
from a few months ago.
And I remember that we had a talking head, and Rob was kind enough to look into his papers, and we called him.
Frank DiGiacomo.
And we caught him as he was coming back to port from a cruise.
A pleasure cruise.
Which was funny because I thought what was interesting that when you're working, you work underwater. And then when you go on vacation, you go above water.
Yeah. Busman's holiday.
He loves the sea.
He does. He does.
He is an old man of the sea.
Very, very impressive. Man. And he gave us... I mean, he essentially laid out the probability of a successful rescue.
Yeah, this was early on.
Early on. So to have that context instead of us just, you know, opining and guessing, then that was very, very thoughtful of him and his time to come on. Also, Mike, what off air we were discussing is we haven't had any perspective on your family seeing you, you know, 60 pounds lighter than they ever have in their life for the very first time. So I'm curious about that.
The best way to do this is to give you the best reaction and the most...
love it.
Meh.
Yes.
Oh, there was a meh reaction.
Not meh, but not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start with the best.
Okay.
All right.
Because it's the most recent. Elizabeth.
Oh, that's
your daughter.
That has to feel great. That's awesome.
Kathy might have said something. Oh, you've lost weight. and then nothing. But I have not. You got to be within the right group of people for people to. There are people up here, as you guys have known forever, that I see periodically, but I'm not really engaged with them on a regular basis.
Right. Yeah.
It's absolutely fun to see them, known them my whole life, so that's the good part. But I'm not engaged. So for them, enough time has passed where I don't think it's a big deal. And I think in that particular circumstances, it's just a theory here, that you will react more if you've gone to the other direction. If you've gone in the other direction of gotten bigger than smaller. And to be honest with you, my point is, it's a lot of weight for me. You guys see me every day. It's not the kind of weight that is literally you're unrecognizable. I've been lower than this in my life, in my adult life. Okay. So that's what it is. But at the same time, as far as my sister is concerned, I wanted more.
Has she ever given you what you wanted?
No.
Okay, well, that's on.
You kind of expected
that,
didn't
you? But I also didn't. I didn't. It was over. I mean, it's good to see them, and we moved on, and I'm just here to
tell... Don't they live up there? Don't they live up there during
the
summer?
Well, they spend a lot of time up here,
and I'm just here to say... And as a blood relative,
Do you notice how chill I am this time around?
Yes.
Do you notice? You know what?
I have.
The medication is working.
Oh, okay. Now, you know what? God bless America and our pharmaceutical system.
It's great.
Listen, I'm a big believer in pharmaceutical accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a beneficiary of it. That's what it is, but...
Save your life, some would say.
Was I really? I think so. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, got the blood work this week.
And?
Last week. End of last week. No longer am I, Wilford Brimley. So.
Oh, that's great. Congrats. Yeah. Love that.
Absolutely. What's your number? Want to compare A1Cs? What's your number?
I don't even remember what my most recent A1C was. It was, I'm sorry, Mike.
God. He's not a detail guy.
It was. What?
Most important number of your living?
It was December. He said it's great. You're not diabetic anymore.
I was 7.2.
Did he say you could become diabetic again? Because it's June and you've
always
packed on like 60 pounds.
You always can. Yeah, thank you, Oscar.
I was 7.2. I'm 5.8. I am one tick into pre.
Oh, that's great, though.
Out of pre?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. Well, you don't know because you haven't been in 6 months.
And when you say, oh, yeah, like it's some great number, you know, I mean, it's
I remember when he told me, he says, you are past the pre-diabetic stage.
Yeah, right. but Rob, look, this
isn't... That means you are 5.7 or under.
Yeah, for some A1C. Reason, the number that comes to mind for me was 4.2 the last time it was checked. That's what
May
I think.
May I clarify here?
All right, let me look up numbers.
Mike, the number he's giving you is from December. It is June. almost July.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, December, January, February, March,
yeah,
April,
7 months.
May, June. You're probably right on the cusp of getting analyzed, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And in that time, we discussed this last week. Rob was kind enough to say that he's, you know, he's treating himself when he goes home.
Well, I've put on weight. I've
Rob's
put on a lot
probably
of weight.
Put on like 50 pounds since then.
Okay.
All right. So
that's about right.
His A1C has probably changed.
I'd say that's probably fair.
So,
but can I enjoy my most current report
no,
card?
No, it's like saying you're talking about your GPA from last semester before you started failing out of college.
I think subconsciously, and I'll be completely honest with you, I think subconsciously when you get a report like that, I have had more in the last 3 days. I have had more sugar than I have had in 6 months
mm-hmm.
because it's Maine. And we went into our favorite little place, Tracy's, up here, mm-hmm. where you get, by the way, the best deal in the world. Great family, fantastic people, and they're not trying to clip you like 90% of the people are up here. It was fantastic. We go in there, get a couple of lobster rolls. We said, "That's my mother-in-law. She's 61 today. Yesterday, I was 64." And then they kind of look at you like, "Yeah, we're a modern family. Thank you very much." And she goes in the back, and as we're getting our check, brings out two little soft serve sundaes.
Oh, that's cool nice.
That? What the hell is that?
That's here.
That's something. Here. We have a Pepco digging.
Oh,
up,
that was boy. That was that was loud.
Oh, it's rocking the whole right. building.
Building is shaking. Yeah,
right. Shaking.
You know, all
bacon.
I want is a chart to show me the range and blah 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 blah. Just give me numbers. People want numbers in America. We want to know what the range is.
Let's
right?
just.
I want to know.
Let's just say that you're in a good space.
Yes.
Rob will. When's your next follow up?
It'll be in about a month or so.
In July.
Yes.
Okay. Are you scared?
I'm never scared of anything. Of course, I'm horrified.
What do you mean you're horrified?
No, I
mean he's gained 50 pounds.
I've gained a lot of weight back, and so I'm
you
not happy.
You gained 50.
Oh yeah.
No, Oscar would like to say 50. It's actually closer to 40.
Still 40 pounds.
It is. It is
in 5 months. 6 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
As long as you're not drinking, that's all I care about.
Yeah, about that.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ. I'll shut this thing down.
A1C levels chart for men.
Okay.
And then you open that up, and there are 10 other headings. I'm done.
Thank you.
F*** you, A1C people.
Don't say those horrible words, Mike.
Unbelievable.
It's a family show.
Really? Latest results. Level chart by age. Results here. Get results now. Hey, you're dying. We can take advantage of that online. Let's get a website so I can make money. Thank you very much.
Here are the top five reasons you're dying. You won't believe number four.
Right. By the way, at my doctor's office, if you're listening to me right now, okay, and you're talking to me about the fact that I'm at the end of this run and I'm telling you I'd like to figure out what the next plan is, the next plan was never and will not be staying on the current dose and paying what I'm paying now.
Ah.
Want to make sure you know that. Want to make sure. Set it to you for about 3 months. Really wanted a plan. And then the half-assed meeting I had with the medical director was not satisfactory.
Why was it not satisfactory?
Because the bottom line is I got to have somebody negotiate and find out a way for me to get this medication that I probably should be on for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing it the way I did it because I can't possibly afford it.
Right.
Period.
Right, yeah.
End of story. Although I don't regret a thing I've done, even though it's been a bit of a grind. That's why 65, right around the corner, just waiting for that to happen. To be honest with you, I just want to be, I want to be done with, I'm not embarrassed to share with you because people need to hear this.
Okay.
Get a calculator out.
Got it.
Right? I got one.
I want you to do some addition right now.
Thank you.
All right. It's not a big math equation. Let's go with this medicine that I had.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cost me at its peak 1 month. I'm not going to tell you it was every month because it wasn't. It started at $400. It went all the way up. At one point, I paid $950 a month for 1 month of this.
Okay.
$950. Do you know what I pay a month for my regular generic healthcare plan through Florida Blue Cross? I pay $1,700 a month. That is not including my wife and child, who pay another $700 mm-hmm. a month.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think our system is broken. And by the way, last I checked, mm-hmm. Outside of being overweight, I have not had a major health problem in 5 years, 6 years.
Okay.
And that's it. And it's ridiculous. And it's insanity. And it's crazy. Do you know what you pay a month? What do you pay a month?
I don't pay anything a month because we're covered.
Well, I know, Rob, your family. What is your wife? What do they pay? Do they pay anything through the school system?
No. No, it's covered.
No, they have
the whole thing's covered.
Yeah, no, it's not 100% covered.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, there's copays when you go to the doctor.
Yeah, but don't you pay a portion of your health care like everybody else in America?
Out of her salary.
Yeah, right?
If there is a deduction, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, it's just being an independent contractor. It's really weird. So kind of I look at that as a prize. You know what that means? That means on the eve of my 65th birthday, I'm going to go, oh, man, I'm so...
No.
Mike, I actually have done this math because I had to do it for my mom because she was doing the same kind of complaining.
And she's also not a working for a major corporation.
Correct. She said, she goes, do you know this thing is $1,000 a month or like $1,100 a month?
It's a magic bed that keeps...
Yeah, and I said to my mom, Mom, this is the skinniest you've ever been. You moved around the airport, no problem. Like, it's changed your life. I said, in the past, we've paid for personal trainers. That's $150 a session, two times a week. That's $7,200 just for 6 months. Times two, it's roughly $1,400. The Ozempic actually comes out cheaper. And she looked at me like I was a monster. And I said,
"Yep,
I'm just doing the math. Either you could work out or you could do nothing. And take this medicine, and you're going to be much better. You'll have better results."
Let me just correct a myth that he has said once again, that you can do both. And if you're not active...
You can't. My mom is not active.
You're not active.
She's got a lot of loose skin.
I think that as you lose more, you probably should be even more active.
I agree.
That's why I'm doing a couple of miles up here when I get an opportunity to. As long as I don't eat horrible things, which makes me really, you realize immediately when you eat a cookie that big. And I come home and I go, and I'm non-functional. That's it. You know?
Is it a lack of energy?
All the people that have lost weight on drugs are lazy, fat sacks of shit that don't do anything. And I just want to make sure if he says that again, I'm flying down to Washington, D.C.
Love to have you.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him because he went through that. You know, it's just like, hey, if you choose not to work out, take a magic pill and it just falls off you like that. Now, it doesn't matter that you don't take the food in that you used to food and you still want some of the food that you want. I was cueing you for the thing. The thing.
Oh, you want the thing. I'm sorry. I was listening to you. I was enjoying it.
We'll take a break.
Yes, let's do that.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with more. But I'm proud of what I've done, no matter what.
Nobody's you look great.
It. You do.
I'm
you really
for the,
do.
The drugs. The drugs. All drugs. All medicine. Otherwise, I'd be 600 pounds. That would be me.
The weight just falls off.
Hey, whether your shaving ritual is minimal or elevated, level up your game with Harry's sleekest razor yet. It is called the Craft Handle. Experience the latest and greatest in the Harry's Razor lineup delivered straight to your door for just $10 by visiting harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a Craft Handle, 5-blade German-engineered razor cartridge, shaving gel, and travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2. Plus, you can step up your routine with dozens of affordable items to choose from, like shaving creams, Be Nice and Clean, post-shave balm, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. I love them all. Elevate your shave with the latest and the greatest in Harry's Razor Handle lineup. You're going to love it today. Do it today. Get your $17 Craft Handle starter set for just $10 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. All right. Would you like the big story of Hancock Point, Maine?
Yes, of course.
I won't give you any names and I won't give you any details because, to be perfectly honest with you, the details are hard to come by anyway.
Are you going to spill the tea? Is this like a gossip thing or is this like a news item?
This is an eyewitness account that is the buzz
All right.
Of locals and summer people alike that, and I don't have any details. So all I have are the broad strokes.
Okay.
And there is only one salient fact that I have heard is relevant, and I will add it at the end of this tale.
Excellent.
Of intrigue and the FBI.
Ooh. Get out.
Is this a spy report? Spy report.
Spy report. Spy, spy report. Report.
Hi, spy report.
Made my day.
My sister. Meine sister.
Yes.
Einen sister.
Yes. Go find that. Show me your leadership capabilities.
That's Bill Hader doing Arnold.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love that clip. I love Bill Hader. Hey. My sister's driving into town, which she does. The last time I checked, she will make 50 to 60 trips per day into town. Likes to go into town. It's what we do up here. We go into town. You know, we do the same stuff every day.
Yeah,
up here, it's a small little world. Ooh, little tiny world. Tiny, tiny little world.
Does she go to town more than you do?
That's a good question. Maybe not. I go to town a lot. I went to town before the show today.
I know.
Because I had to get some equipment.
Successful trip to town.
Have you been but to?
Maybe one of the most successful. And I was in and out of the Mart of Wall in probably 6 minutes.
That's sensational. That's really
and
good.
And both things that I acquired were essential to this broadcast today. And I could not be more
It was a pistol and ammunition.
Absolutely. It was a double barrel shotgun.
Have you been to Pound Town since you've been up there?
Pound Town.
The lobster pound, he means.
No, you know. Pound.
No.
Oh.
And if I can be really honest and pull the... I'd like to be.
Yeah.
All right? And there was a comment made about that when we were coming back from the casino.
Oh.
That we need to find other activities. And she said it like that. And I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. And
wow.
It's difficult in a house with multiple people.
Yeah.
It's not, and a 9-year-old, but there are moments.
Yes.
Sure.
There are moments. So the it's very much top of mind, which is another kind of side effect of my drug-induced weight loss, Oscar.
So
yes.
At least she brought it up and not Colonel Colburn.
Colburn's is so
You funny, too?
God almighty, do we
no. I mean, we're all here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you have a bowl that I can put these keys in?
You're saying they're swingers. I get it.
I could say something inappropriate.
Disregard.
You mustn't.
I'm not going to.
You mustn't. Because as you were saying, you're getting along with everybody right now.
I'm not going to say it.
Back to the spy report.
Spy report. Spy report. Spy report.
Right now, I am engaging in self-editing. That is extremely important.
Yeah, because you're thoughtful and you want to keep friendships.
Pro broadcaster. Editing on the fly.
I am texting right now because I have to. Otherwise, I will not be able to
show it to me.
Get through.
As my phone is. Well, maybe I'll get it on my computer here.
You might. But make sure I'm on the loop,
Mike. Oscar?
Yes.
Sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I won't say anything.
Oscar has none phone today. So
yeah, but I'll get it on my computer. I'm getting other texts.
Oh, excellent.
God willing.
That's a technology right there.
Technology.
Sure. Get it on your computer?
Yes.
But you can't make calls on your computer.
You can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Through your cell phone account?
And
no, through Wi-Fi.
I wouldn't be sending that if it was not
top. The same thing.
So my sister is driving to town. She goes by. She goes by.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she goes by and sees out in a yard, and they're rural yards out in the middle of fields up here, unmarked vans, FBI jackets, guns drawn.
Mm.
Look out.
Pointed at a residence. Mm. She does not stop. She continues to go. Then the stories start to filter around that this particular guy, I'm hearing everything from connections abroad to disturbing behavior locally, to altercations with different people here, to intrigue, to the Middle East. Everything's flying around, and it's all about this one guy.
Hmm.
And this one guy, to make this story as short as possible, this one guy is taken. The only thing I hear definitively is he's taken into custody. And then, right before showtime, my buddy Zach tells me he saw him out of jail. So he did not spend much time in the Huskow, would be indicative of something that probably Much Ado About Nothing. Mm-hmm. That's all I can tell you about that.
Now, I found an article. Tell me a lot more. Let me tell you.
You did?
Yeah. From 2023.
Really? Well, like 2 days ago?
Oh, no, this is from April.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
Different one.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I would not mess with this couple, let me tell you that.
But what about the
is it from right here?
Yeah.
It's not a couple.
Okay.
It's a single dude.
Sorry. Yeah, but the FBI, I mean, that they don't call it the FBI unless it's pretty big deal, right?
I just don't know what's going on. So but it's
let me go on next door in Hancock, Maine. It's probably some gossip there.
But
next door Hancock, Mike's back.
So we just don't know. We just don't
know. Are you scared or are you intrigued?
No, God, no. I mean, it's a big place up here. I don't have any connection to this. And my sister's only connection would be, you know, minimal years ago. Might have dated the brother of the individual in question.
Oh, that's a different story. Mike, that is intrigue. Right.
That is intrigue.
That's intrigue.
Older, younger, older, younger brother of the guy?
Younger, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
It's an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea the other details. But the only insight I can say on this particular boyfriend was that he had long hair back in the day. Not the same guy, the brother of this guy.
Okay.
And the brother was who my sister dated, and the harbor master, Harold Dow, the story goes like this, that he saw his shoulder-length hair. This is back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And saw the shoulder-length hair, and the comment was, "Do you stand up or sit down when you pee?"
And now,
classic.
Trying to destroy the nation.
Classic.
He's also
Hancock
the same
Maine.
Person that when my father tried to grow a beard up here, he said, "I want you to put some cream on that and have the cat lick it off." That was it. And speaking of beard,
yes. 1 week back.
1 week, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
What drew you to grow it back?
That's the big story of the day, gentlemen, and I will share it with you now because that's the last thing I have to say, and then I'll probably just curl into the fetal position and cry. So after I shaved the beard on this very program, mm-hmm. you will remember, I was very, very, you guys were very kind, very sweet. You mentioned youthful look. It gave me a youthful appearance, and I said, well, how could it not with getting rid of a Santa Claus white beard?
Right.
And then I called my wife later that day. I don't even know if I talked about this on the bonus show or not, because I think I did it. Did I do it on the bonus show? Did I shave it on the bonus? I think I did the last
show
we did.
It was not the bonus show. It was a regular
the Thursday show.
Thursday show. Yes. Yeah.
So I shaved it on the Thursday show. FaceTimed my wife later on the day. And as I FaceTimed her, this was the, I said, do you notice anything different? She didn't notice. And then, yeah, exactly. At first she didn't notice, and then this was the reaction. A sound, not words.
Oh.
Like concern.
Or no, like, but it's cute.
Like pathetic. Like, oh, look at how sad and
sad.
Cute. Oh, look at the little wounded bird. You shaved your beard off. Oh, look at the little dying kitten.
No. I don't think it's a dying kitten.
It doesn't look terrible. I thought it looked great.
I liked it.
The following morning, awakens. Yes. And as you know, we are preparing for our flight up north.
Yes.
And she says to me, I've thought about it. Oh. I want you to grow your beard back.
Oh.
And she is the ultimate arbiter, so she gets her wish.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to fight.
Yeah.
Hard to fight.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Your son liked it, right? He was like, it's cool.
He has been cool about it.
Yeah.
He's been really cool about it.
You know, it makes really sense. Nice. And, you know, I've said the same thing to Carrie. Mm-hmm. So.
Shave it.
No, let it come back.
Oh, okay.
You do look tougher with the hair.
Well, the hair is going to be coming back more and more as we go on up here. It'll be a good thing. It'll be fine.
It'll be then fine. Well, then fine.
Can you grow a full bushy beard for Maine?
No, I don't want to do that because you just look so
unkempt.
Destitute.
I don't think you'd look destitute.
I do. I look
at
old men with scraggly beards look horrible.
Yes.
I hate the look. I think it's nasty. And even Arnold's beard in the documentary, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't Arnold's beard look unkempt?
It ages him a little
bit.
He's an
old guy with a beard.
Yeah, and it's very well kept. His beard is very well kept.
I had some other drive. I always had it in front of me. I was able to see what was in front of me. That's how I was doing zigzags. Zigzags is what you do. Show me your leadership capabilities.
Anyway, that's
your
it.
Your daughter has a nice ass.
Yes. Great ass.
Yes.
Great
pause. We have to take a break. Rob Spiewak, okay, you can see me.
Yes.
The second cue you've missed, but that's okay. We haven't been together for a while, but that's all right. I just want you to pay attention a little bit more, and then we'll be fine. We'll
right
be,
on.
We'll pick up where we left off. It'll be fantastic. We will take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you boys about the new shakeup at the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow. Hi, Mac. Hi, everybody. Liquid IV. We've been telling you about it for a while now. The number one powdered hydration brand in America. Oscar's shaking it up right now. It's now available in sugar. It is. No one told me.
Mike, you probably have a large package of it waiting for you in FLA. I got a ton of it at my house. It's great.
Oh, God, love them.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
There is no... Oh, my God.
Do you like it, Arnold?
Liquid IV. Oh, my God. Sugar-free. Oh, years in the making, Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. I have this at home.
Yes, it's waiting for you.
Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. This is their next step, boys. This is take over the world, Liquid IV. Oh, this stuff is so great. It didn't have a lot of sugar in it anyway.
Mm.
Hydrates twice as fast than water alone. Keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors. White peach. They just keep rocking. This is a great company, people. Green grape and lemon lime. Has anybody tried the green grape?
I have tried all 3, and they are all great.
This company rocks my world. Yes. I have to be honest with you. I love Liquid IV. They've donated over 39 million servings. They're great to the world, too. They've done that for over 50 countries, but sugar-free. Sometimes I like it when you don't tell me these things, when you surprise me with this, because I am up here, and I'm going to find this. I'm going to order it through the Mike O'Mara website.
That's all you got to do, yeah.
Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV. Is it all sugar-free now?
Have the original flavors. You still have your options. You still have all your options.
This is a game changer. Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20%. Folks, if you go to our website, you get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. If you have not tried it, and if the sugar factor might be something that has held you back on this, go grab it. I have that much faith in the flavors that they have, their flavor profile.
Oh, the peach. Look out for the peach.
20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. That is fantastic news. I am super, super proud of them. All right, so it seems to me that I speak to Pony this morning when Pony and I have to go over some number inputs when I'm reconnecting up here. And Pony sounds to me like he's in a bathroom when I speak to him. And he sounded far away.
Yes.
To the point where I thought it sounded like he was at home. And then you tell me that Pony's taking some time at home. And Mac is Mike McIntosh, another person that you have adopted
from the Island of Misfit Toys.
Is helping out. What the hell is going on down there?
Well, over the past couple weeks, we've just been kind of auditing our systems, as you probably see. There's a new TMOS fruitcake page.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Pick them up. And thank you to all that have both purchased the fruitcake, but also donated to the program. It's super easy right there. So we thank you for the TMOS Patron Society. And as we were going through all of these different systems and steps, I realized that, you know, as Matt and I get to work at a closer level than ever before, just because I don't get, as a byproduct of the multiple jobs, I don't get to see him as much. I realized, and we realized as a team, I was like, he's got so much stuff that he needs to catch up on in his personal life. Like, he wrecked his car 2 months ago. Pony Boy did.
Pony did.
Pony Boy did?
Yeah, somebody, the guy's just got a black cloud, backed up into his car in the city.
Okay. Yeah, but it didn't flip.
It didn't flip, and... Yeah.
Yours was worse.
Thank
you, Mike.
He hasn't addressed it yet. There's like so many things that he needs to do for his personal life where I was like, dude, what are you waiting for? He's like, what the show? I'm like, work from home for a week. Get it together. Like, driving around in a car that He's not 100%. It's not safe.
Right. Is he available? Is he can he hear us now?
He probably can, but
no, he cannot.
Oh, he can't.
No.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Thank you, Mac. See, that was a quick answer. Done deal. It wasn't. It wasn't just silence and us talking to him. That was so great. It was fantastic. So I said, Mac, time to Wally Pip this thing. Step up. Get in. Let's figure this out. And then here he is.
He's here.
Hello.
I'm here. Hi there, Mike.
Mac, how are you digging it? How's it going?
Oh, it's great. I love it. It's nice and cozy in here.
Are you wearing orange today?
Not today.
Well, what about your headphones you were wearing earlier?
I mean, yeah, I always have my orange headphones, have my orange bracelets. Yeah, I got orange shoelaces. Yeah.
Are they Beats by Dr. Dre?
They're not. They are Bose.
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 He's a Bose man.
Yes. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
So that's the bit of a change that we have here.
Yeah. He's a pony boy is still working from home.
The executive producer of the Michael Mara show.
Yeah, yes. But I need... There are times where we all need like kind of a push to be like, go take care of your life.
Yeah.
I would need it. To be honest with you, I enjoyed, do you remember a time when I was away where we had less contact?
By design.
I got it. And by the time the week was over.
I kept driving by. Did you see the guy with the cigarette? That was me.
Up here. No, I was, the downtime was appreciated.
Yeah.
Slept in a couple of days. It was, for me, that's 7 a.m., and that was pretty special.
That's huge.
By the time, you know, wherever I am, I kind of, you know, it's weird. The week is, I like doing this.
Well, as a broadcaster, you feel weird about it. You're like, this is weird.
I feel weird, you know, looking at the news and not being able to flap my gums about it. And, you know, it's very, very cool to be back on. Yeah. It always is.
And that's look, this is that's what's great about our little fam here, where when any of us, and in fairness for Mike, the vacation wasn't like Mike's like, I need a vacation. I called Mike. I said, this is the schedule for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I would like you to take which week do you want when you go up to Maine? I'd love if you're comfortable with this, either which week do you want off? Mm-hmm. And he's like, that would be a great idea. Because nobody.
This is. I think it's time to talk about the sea change of the Mike O'Mara show.
Correct.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to explain this to you right now. Over a very long period of time, Oscar Santana has been transitioning into the role of my boss.
No, I haven't. Stop.
I now, and perhaps for quite some time, but it feels more like it's what it is right.
Yeah.
Now. I now defer and ask permission for where, you know, the scheduling of the show to Oscar. Mm-hmm. And Oscar, because Oscar, and that's not necessarily because Oscar says, I'm the one that's going to run this. It's because Oscar, and this is for anybody that might want to run a company someday and want to get the most out of people that they work with, because Oscar has, by example, done things like almost every time he's gone away, he brings a suitcase and he does the show.
Yeah, it's true.
So the Irish guilt that I have suffered with all of this has resulted in me saying, you know,
hello, Oscar. I'd like to have the day to travel on if it's possible.
Yeah, and now Oscar is very cooperative, as I am when you have a discussion with me about it.
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct.
Because I don't, and that's
it's a team effort. So with working with Matt, we both realized, like, dude, this guy needs a break. Mm-hmm. He needs to get all this stuff together in his personal life.
Bloom.
Because what I feel is not lost on all of us is that we actually care about the show. But sometimes it's to our own detriment where we're not taking care of our personal stuff, right?
Yeah.
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 Which can be distracting.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, hauling up here is, you know, we haven't been here in 2 years. And by the way, the lady that runs this place up here, the house is great.
Oh, great.
Really, really, really terrific.
Did you have some sort of hesitation going up there having not seen it in 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's not a beach place. So remember, that's the difference. Beach places get crapped.
Yeah,
they do. They're just the nature of people coming in and sitting down with suntan oil and stuff like
sand,
that. That's just the way it goes. And we're dog friendly up here too. So it's amazing. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with her, and it's kind of the way they roll up here. She's a we had to wait to get into our house up here because somebody was in it. So
wow.
The night before we said that 3 months ago, I said the lady, her name is Susan, who runs the property up here. I said, Susan, we're coming in Friday, that's the flying schedule. I said, no, you won't be able to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, if you want somebody to kick ass and like take care of stuff,
yes,
you have to, on the other side, not be able to, on a whim, just make your own way. There,
right.
Everything is trade-offs. Everything is trade-offs. And it's great. But Mac, I'm glad to hear, has he's got a depth of knowledge with computers like Pony does.
Yes,
that's
third
good.
Week.
That's good. And how is our boy Bloom doing? Was he home last week?
No, this is his first week. It's his first Monday home. This is fresh.
Okay. All right. This is fresh.
Yeah.
And he was very, Pony rocked me through the numbers that I needed and
good
got me on track with that. And everything was A-okay. Didn't miss a beat. We were on the phone for 5 minutes. And he had me doing so.
Did you question if he was in a bathroom when you spoke to him?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I wanted to be, you know, I'm very conscious at these times when I've been gone away.
Yes.
To not come in like a super dick.
Yeah.
I just and by the way, that once again, I'm running around early in the morning today, last minuting my world. So I'm not jumping on anybody but me for that. But I also didn't stress out about it. I you know, good. We got it done, and it was
yeah, we got the way, you on this
the way
end.
It rolled. So we have to break. Well, God, we're up on a break.
Yeah.
But I have to say this, that when it comes to doing this show, I think that, you know, after all these years, we're, you know, we're getting a little more seamless the way we do it.
Yes.
But also when it comes to the financial end of things.
Yes.
Please help. We'll be right back. Hey, hot.
It is.
Summertime is here, everybody, and it's time to focus on your fate. Luckily, Dermglow has everything you need in one place. Attention, fellas. Mike's big or Mike's little packages are still on sale. Ladies, indulge yourself with Carla's beauty bundle. Also on sale now. Discover the latest products from Azul. Or try the Grande Fantastic Fanning and Curling Mascara. And don't miss the wonders of the Peptide Recovery Mask.
It's fantastic.
With Dermglow, enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. She works every day of her life. She does. They even offer afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations. Does them from Maine, people. Feel free to give her a call and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, an e-gift card from Dermglow is always a winner. Visit DermglowSkin.com today, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician who I happen to be married to.
Lovely.
Reach out today and tell them that noted jerkface Bernie Coppell sent you. You might have remembered him for his wonderful role, his turn at the character Doc.
Yes.
On the Love Boat. The Love Boat.
Yes.
The Love Boat.
Yeah, and he's a jerk.
He is a jerk. He's a jerk face.
He's a jerk face.
So anyway, I said to somebody today, and I didn't want to, this is a happy-go-lucky. Is the Ukrainian world, is Russia, are we going to win over there? Because I consider a Ukrainian win a win for the United States and a win for the world. What's going on? Is he weakened? Is he not? Are we going to win this war? What do you hear in our nation? What do you hear from your friends at the Lincoln Project?
I haven't discussed that very subject matter with Reed,
mm-hmm.
though I did FaceTime with Reed and Rob for this morning. So I should have asked him. My apologies. My take is this, is that, yes, was it Saturday,
yeah.
We start getting reports about a possible civil war breaking out in Russia.
Because of this Wagner group.
Yes.
Which, by the way, sounds like Lydia ought to come back from the dead and lead them. Wagner! We will play Wagner and we will march into Moscow.
I know that on Saturday, I have a cousin, Andy, who is stationed. He's with the army and he is stationed right now in Germany. He was called up. He was brought into the base on Saturday.
Really?
To get ready for all what was going down. So,
wow.
I mean, so at least at the front of this, they were definitely giving
just
it a lot of credit.
In case.
Right.
So fast forward to Sunday evening, you realize that somehow from the inside, this, I don't know the right term for this. I don't think it was fought or beat. It was almost disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
This what we thought was going to be a military coup had been somehow negotiated into, hey, let's not fight each other. How about you? So they made a deal with the,
like an agreement,
the rogue general that he'll go to Belarus and his fighters won't be prosecuted for, you know, treason. And the fighters that didn't, you know, march against Moscow were now going to be offered military contracts. Because if you recall, the majority of these rogue fighters or the militia were convicts that they could either fight or stay in jail. And they said, we'll fight.
Mm-hmm. And the guy that runs them is a badass.
Correct.
And what even with a bad, first of all, he looks like a badass. Yes. He looks like a Bond villain. And then secondly, the name, let me see if I got it right. Evgeny Prigozhin. Yeah. That's right. Slowly pull one of his toes off and see if he talks to us then.
Known as Putin's chef, if I have that correct.
So he's a cook.
The de-escalation. And again, I hesitate to call it a de-escalation.
Yes.
I think results in this. It shows that Putin is not as strong as everybody thought he was. It also, the only loser in this is, I think, Putin overall, because in front of the entire world, he sees that the world is seeing that he doesn't have everybody, you know, wrapped up around his finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, you have all reports say that, you know, the ambassador to China is over there, or there's the equivalent of the Secretary of State is in China saying, hey, we're all good. Everything's going to be fine. We're all good. Promise you, like, we're going to take care of this. It's not going to turn into something crazy. We're good. So if you're the Chinese, you're like, I might have been on the wrong horse. We don't know what's going on.
Well, it's making Putin look pooty-poot.
Yes.
George W. Bush, God love him, with that great nickname for him. Pooty-poot.
Pooty-poot.
Hey, pooty-poot. Making him look weak. And that's the whole enchilada for these totalitarian regimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, Evgeny Prigozhin, he looks like, you know, all right, what I want you to do, dip him in boiling water, and maybe that will change his tune. Then we will eat a big piece of turkey leg.
Yeah, because and you're the cook.
Will, dine. We will dine and drink the blood of the non-believers.
I had this thought, and I was, you know, attempting in a poor fashion as I am right now to explain this to Shannon, because she asked us what's happening in Russia.
Well, people are curious. Yeah. Everybody's, it's on the sub and Ukraine is on. Yeah. People, top of people's minds.
I said, do you know what her military coup is? And she did. So I fell in love with her all over again. And I said, well, look, that might be happening. This is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about like, what is this Wagner guy, that their lead, is he worse than Putin? Like, who's worse here?
Oh, I think that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Everything I've read about him is he's a bad guy. But at the same time, this is good for the Ukrainians who were invaded. I think it's not all that complicated. I think this is a land grab that has backfired because of a lot of miscalculations. And this guy is a badass that Putin contracted because Putin likes badasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And badasses, if you piss them off, can turn around and they can bite you in big ass. They can take teeth, sink teeth into right buttock and chew. Chew like there is no tomorrow, so you will be in big trouble. And let me tell you something, okay? Coup d'etat is only from a certain region of France. Otherwise, it is sparkling mutiny. That is wine reference, right? To drinking wine.
But of course, I'm
vodka.
With you.
I shove vodka down throat. So now, I will beat feet to Belarus. Now, this guy, though, Evgeny, and pardon me if I'm mauling the name, this guy is beating feet to Belarus, and it's pooty-poot. So you know that pooty-poot gets revenge, right? He's sneaky. And he's a coward, and he always gets
or this guy knows that, and he's like, "All right, let me get my ducks in a row."
Oh, and like phase two,
yeah, phase two,
phase two. Then we will take him out in woods.
Yeah,
this is what's also crazy. And I go, this could be propaganda, but so I'm listening to TOP, and they're like, "All reports say that the U.S. intelligence services realized that there was going to be a counteroffensive against Moscow, and they were prepared for this, and they were getting that information."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and you're like, what don't they know? What don't they know? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't know. And but it's fascinating. It's on the world stage. It's fascinating right now. And, you know, and as far as one little political comment, not about the other team, about my team, okay? For old Joe, you know, Joe, please get names and places. That's all. That's all I wanted to say, please.
Oh, come on.
Don't give your people that opportunity. You get upset when I say that?
Because there's enough people saying this.
I'm rooting for him.
Yes.
I'm rooting for him. He's a fighter.
He is a fighter.
My mom calls him.
And he's got a brother.
My mom is a staunch Democrat. She's a supporter.
Yes.
And then I'm a supporter.
Yeah, I know you are.
But I'm not a blind supporter. She says, I'm a supporter.
¿Has visto al viejito? And I mean, I said, what do you mean? Have you seen the old man this week? And I said, what old man? She goes, Al Biden. And I said, oh, come on, mom.
The old man, Al Biden. Al Biden, yeah.
He's the old man. He is, you know. Most people would say, I don't know why I still use Russian accent up here right now, but most people that age line up for soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, but no one else is stepping up, Mike. The man's an American hero.
The man is an American. Thank you. How the tides have been.
I know.
It's like the sun. It's like the older son.
He's just saying it to keep you off balance.
No, it's
He'll
the truth.
Say something else that's crazy how in I a feel. Second.
No one else is stepping up.
Well, on my show, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please. Thank you. Thank you. We have to take break. When we return, there is feature I look forward to when I've gone on break. It is called Flipside.
Yes.
Named after Spivak, flipping car. On Dulles Toll Road.
It's exactly right.
Long time
right.
ago.
Yes.
Then he was in dreamland of some kind. He shall return. Finally. Finally.
Finally.
Finally, the season of summer travel has arrived. Great. Vacation, baby. Nothing like it. Whether you're heading out on a road trip or you're rushing through the airport, you need to chill. Why not skip the usual stress of travel and chill out with Dadgrass? All their products are TSA approved.
They are. I've traveled. I personally have traveled with the tincture of Dadgrass, the classic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Easy does it.
And I'm somebody who had an actual TSA notice in my suitcase with my equipment in it.
Did it say thank you for flying?
They opened it up? No, they said, you know, is safe.
He's safe.
You'll not blow up plane.
He's safe.
He's safe.
All Dadgrass products are TSA approved. Groovy Daddy-O. Dadgrass is legal organic smokable hemp. Relaxes your body, mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD. So you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, but not the whole bottle. Dadgrass also offers the finest tinctures and gummies on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. And to Dadgrass and all the fine advertisers of the Mike O'Mara Show, we say thank you. Continue your support. We love you. We hope you're with us a long time. And keep them coming, folks. That's the way we look at things.
Hello.
There's my daughter.
The flip side.
Our first tape today, I have to ask Mike to mine his memory bank to see if he remembers a certain commercial back when you did mornings on WAVA.
Okay.
I'll start it and see if you can complete it, okay?
Yep.
Because I remember it very clear. It's probably nearly 40 years old.
Okay.
All right? Coming to King's Dominion, the electrifying Mish...
I know. Hold on. I know who it is. Hold on. Patti LaBelle.
Yes!
Worth it.
Patti LaBelle.
Yes. And that's how he said it. Yeah.
Patti LaBelle.
At King's Dominion at the Showtime Arena, Miss Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle. Does she still have it going on? As a matter of fact,
she was one of the cornerstone performers at a Tina Turner tribute over the weekend.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And she sounds good. But don't turn off those teleprompters, because Patty needs them.
Oh.
Great band. Is that a tape? Are they playing a tape? Sure, her voice is great.
Yeah.
I don't care. I get the voices coming through. Oh, Patti LaBelle sounds effing fantastic.
She does, but she did not know the words.
Oh, what a bummer.
I know, sad.
Oh, my
for
God,
her.
I'd go see her. I'm going to check this the tour. I would love to see her. She's got a great voice.
I would love to see her, too. Yeah, I
and,
like
and
her.
Bush, what a great. Is she doing a tour
this was
tribute?
This was a one-time thing. I think it was on Black Entertainment Television.
But, correct. Okay.
But good enough to hear her sound like that, huh?
Oh, my God. I mean, those
the electrifying Miss Patti LaBelle.
They don't come around very often.
No.
Great instruments and like that's, Patti LaBelle has. Yeah.
If you recall, the singers that we hear today are there. I mean, there's so many more tools to make them sound fantastic.
Oh, so many.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So the
singers.
And I mean, they don't have to be young, Oscar. That's been for such a long amount of time. No offense to the Britney Spears, the J-Lo's, the Rihanna's, and everything. But when you talk about the pipes, and I'm talking about the, believe it or not, people will go, oh, you're kidding. The disco era.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You had instruments like Donna Summer. You had Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
You had the lead singers of
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Just monster powerful voice.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of it anymore.
Right.
Now, we also, while we go back to those days, we always said that the McDonald's right by the radio station was the worst McDonald's in the world.
In Fairfax.
And it was.
Yeah.
And it was. Do you know what you should do if you want to test if you have a good McDonald's?
Oh, no, but I am completely.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is a former McDonald's corporate chef, and this is how he says he would grade a good McDonald's.
You need to go into your local McDonald's at a peak time, so heavy lunch rush, heavy dinner rush, and I need you to order 10 quarter pounders with cheese, and you could add some, you know, changes to those burgers as well. But if you could get your complete order in under 5 minutes and all of the ingredients or adjustments that you request are accurate, you are at a good McDonald's. If they cannot handle it, then it might not be the best running McDonald's. There could be other issues, but this is a great test to determine, is your McDonald's a good one?
And the good thing about that test is when it's done, you have 10 quarter pounders.
And several of the employees at that McDonald's where they ordered the 10 with special orders at lunch rush hour sent him an S&D t-shirt. How'd you like to work for that guy?
Oh, you're going to have to cut your nails. This was viral over the weekend that I saw this. A lot of people are thinking that if they want to be healthier, they can vape, right? Because you're not really, you know, you're not smoking, right?
I don't know about that.
Well,
I beat you today. I beat you today.
Here's something I never thought about is after you vape a lot and go see the dentist.
I went to the dentist for the first time in 4 years today. I knew I had to get my wisdom teeth out. What I didn't know was that I had 5 cavities, I'm close to a stage of oral cancer, and that my gums are diseased. Teeth are as biologically white as possible. The only reason why they might not be whiter than they are now is because I vape. My teeth are chipping because I vape. I'm told I have to quit nicotine within the year or else my teeth are going to start falling out. And I don't know how I feel about that information. That was not what I expected to walk into the dentist dude today. I knew they were going to say something about it. Like, oh, you should probably stop.
Yeah, but it tastes like apple pie. So don't vape. Oscar, you've got to stop vaping.
I don't vape.
He all the time, this guy vapes. All the time.
Yeah, sure. I see him all hooving. Yeah, that's Oscar.
All right, let us close with this. And I've got the full tape and a isolation of the tape. As you know, I'm not big on birds, but I mostly hate talking birds. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's right. And it makes me uneasy. Now, this parrot is from Texas and obviously picked up a phrase from his owner. And there is definitely some normal parrot stuff here, but then also a Texas-accented parrot.
Go cuddle. Happy birdie. Give me a kiss. What are you doing?
Now.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Whoops.
I'm going to get you.
What?
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
That would freak me out. That would freak me the F out. That's
hate
for sure.
Talking birds.
I don't either. I'm going to get you. I wouldn't go to sleep.
No.
I wouldn't sleep for the rest of the week if that was the case.
Yeah, put a big blanket over the cage. I'm going to get you.
Tomorrow on the show, we haven't talked about TV all day on today's show, but I want to cover this for you. Please tell me, that you have not discussed the regular Netflix series. I think it's Netflix, Black Mirror, with Salma Hayek.
No, haven't touched it.
The new season.
If you get a chance, homework assignment, if you get a chance. There's been a lot of buzz on the street about the Jennifer Lawrence movie. I haven't seen that in theaters. But there's also a lot of buzz about Salma Hayek and what she did for this episode of Black Mirror. It's typical Black Mirror. If you've never watched it, it's out there. It's weird. You never know what's going on. It is something else. And it's worthy of discussing.
Would you look at that?
Would you look? How about that? Isn't that something? Hopefully we can talk about that tomorrow. You know, what else do we have up here? You know, it's lobster rolls and sitting in the gray. We'll be back tomorrow. Great to be back, fellas.
Great to have you back.
See you guys again. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. New stuff in back of me. I don't know. I'll figure it out. What the hell was that? It was a glitch. We'll be back, everybody, for Rob and Oscar. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Buy a fruitcake.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
Goodbye.